Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Sari Williams.
And I'm Judith Sears Poisson. In our top spin, it may not be easy to be bipartisan in Congress, but in the world of PR, they're giving it a try. Karen Hughes has joined the PR giant Burson Marsteller and will be working closely with Mark Penn. Both names should be familiar. Hughes was a close Bush confidant and helped him win the White House in 2000. For her efforts, she was later made Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. As the White House's PR czar, her job was to improve the image of the United States worldwide. She wasn't successful. Penn comes from the other side of the aisle. He heads Burson Marsteller, but also is deeply involved with political campaigning. He was the chief strategist for Hillary Clinton's presidential run until some embarrassing conflicts became public. He represented Colombia in their efforts to get a free trade deal passed by the U.S. Congress, but Clinton opposed the agreement. Burson Marsteller also has a reputation for working with union-busting corporations, while Clinton was counting on big support from organized labor. While they are from very different political camps, their combined PR power and influence will be a force to be reckoned with. Penn described the partnership this way, quote, Karen and I have had so many of the same experiences in the White House and campaigns and have worked around the world, but we agreed that we won't let politics interfere in our business, end quote.
The European Union has taken a big step back from a future filled with biofuel. Previously, the EU planned to increase biofuel to 10% of transportation fuel usage by 2020. But concern about biofuel production's effect on deforestation and rising food costs has put the brakes on the EU's plans. Biofuels were also a key part of the EU's goal of producing 20% of its energy from renewable sources in the next dozen years. A World Bank document that was recently leaked says that biofuel production is responsible for 75% of the world's increasing food costs. The U.S. government put that figure at 3%.
Vice President Dick Cheney's office censored congressional testimony that global warming poses a danger to the public. A former official with the Environmental Protection Agency has come forward to say that the vice president and the White House Office of Management and Budget heavily edited testimony last year by the director of the Centers for Disease Control. Quote, I read the testimony, checked with EPA scientists, and came to the conclusion that the draft testimony was fundamentally accurate as written, end quote. This assessment was sent to Senator Barbara Boxer, who chairs the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. At the same time, President Bush was in Japan at the G8 meeting. The leaders in attendance were working on a global climate change agreement.
Drug companies have decided to stop giving doctors pens, mugs, notepads, and other items that feature company logos or specific drugs. But it may be just a ploy to fend off regulation by the government. The industry lobby group, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, wrote the voluntary code. Their spin is that it will provide better service to patients. But industry watchdogs are not convinced. One said that, quote, it strikes me as an attempt to persuade people against doing anything that's serious, end quote. Because the code is voluntary, there is no guarantee of enforcement and no penalty for failing to follow it.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA. Its head is former Congressman Billy Tozen. Tozen left the House of Representatives to head the pharmaceutical trade group after turning down an offer from Hollywood. He was asked to take over from Jack Valenti as the movie industry's top lobbyist, but declined. PhRMA also uses former TV talk show host Montel Williams to promote itself. Williams has traveled around the country giving out free prescription drugs. Here is a clip from one of PhRMA's TV ads promoting the tour.
High blood pressure medication in Cleveland, Ohio.
Arthritis medicine in Caliente, California.
Cholesterol pills in Peoria, Illinois.
I'm Montel Williams. Mile by mile, Americans are getting help paying for medicine through the Partnership for Prescription Assistance.
While the spin is that it is helping Americans afford necessary medications, it is also an attempt to fix the drug industry's bad public image.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.